Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Hi. This is Stacy from AT&T.
Yes.
Yes. I was just calling because I heard from Twitter that you had a complaint. I just wanted to make sure that we resolved that today on the phone. We constantly check Twitter to make sure our customers are satisfied.
Oh. Yeah. No, I wasn't. So I canceled my service and went to T-Mobile.
Oh, okay. Well, we're actually good friends with T-Mobile. If you want, if you take your T-Mobile phone, take it back to the store and return it, ask them for an AT&T phone, they give one to you, and we will give you 3 months for free.
No, that's okay. See, what I wanted to do was I only have 2 weeks before I'm able to upgrade. And the phone that I currently have is a piece of crap. The phone that I did have, the BlackBerry.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked them if I could upgrade 2 weeks early, and they said I couldn't. You know, I've been with y'all for, collectively, when I was on my mom's plan when I was like 16.
Okay.
About 8 years.
Hang on. This is not fucking story time, okay? Just bring the phone back, and we'll give you an iPhone. Give it back to T-Mobile, and AT&T will give you an iPhone. We'll give you a free iPhone for 3 months.
What do you mean free iPhone for 3 months?
Well, if you come back to us, you turn your phone into T-Mobile and tell them you want to switch back to AT&T. We're partners with them. They can give you a free iPhone, and you can have free service for 3 months. And after that, you'll have your plan, your regular plan, like you always have, and you just keep the iPhone for free. And you get to have the iPhone for the rest of your time with us. We just
see, another thing that got me with them is the iPhone, I can't have insurance on it at all. And as you know, those screens crack pretty easy. So what am I going to do then when, you know, I can't replace a phone and I have to wait or I have to buy a whole new phone?
You don't have to wait. You just go to our store and, you know. I mean, why are you such a fucking complainer? Holy shit.
Are you being serious right now?
Yeah. I just
you're cussing at me to get me back to you.
Yeah, I just want to know why the fuck you're such a complainer.
Okay, like, bye.
Why do you have to be a whiny bitch?
Oh, Roxy, let me call back as your manager and apologize.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Hey, I'm gonna apologize to this guy
again.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Hi. Yes, this is Roy. I'm the manager here. I heard the phone call, and I just want to apologize. That's not how we conduct ourselves. I assure you, Stacy is going to be reprimanded for that. I really apologize. We want to go ahead.
Where are you calling from?
This is the AT&T call center down in Texas.
I mean, how can you let, I am livid right now. How can you let someone cuss at a customer that you just lost because of
something? No, sir, I understand.
That's
not how we want our employees to conduct ourselves. I was monitoring the call.
She should be fired. Like, I didn't get angry at her.
I agree. You know, we were trying to give you a good deal, and I think perhaps she just got a little upset because you didn't seem interested.
No, I was explaining to her the reason. Wow, I am so pissed off.
Oh, look, you don't need to get upset, sir. You don't need to get upset when we're trying to do something to help you to become a part of our loyal AT&T customer base. I understand that she was
like cussing at me three times.
Well,
so I
don't know if it was three times, sir. I admit that cussing over the phone is not acceptable. I mean, she shouldn't be saying, you know, shit and fuck and other words like that. That's really not acceptable. But I want to know why you don't seem interested.
And then you say it. I don't agree with that at all.
Sir, I was quoting her. I'm not saying the word. I'm saying it's inappropriate that she would say shit and fuck and all that.
Let's keep saying it a couple more times. This is ridiculous.
No, your attitude is ridiculous.
Okay.
I think it's ridiculous.
Listen to me. Do not call my number again.
Well, if you're going to be a whiny little cunt about it, then
bye.
No, we're going to go ahead and disconnect your number.
Hello?
Hello, this is Chris Tompkinson from AT&T. I just wanted to let you know that we've successfully ported your phone number back to us.
You did what?
We have successfully ported your number away from T-Mobile and back over to us.
No. Why?
We did that because we didn't appreciate your attitude earlier, so we're going to port you back to us so we can turn off your account.
Why would you need to do that if T-Mobile's doing that?
No, we ported it away from T-Mobile back to us. That way we can shut off your account for being a jerk to our customer service reps and for leaving us.
Are you... Is this really happening right now?
Yes, sir.
You had two different people cussing me six times.
It's not like you're our customer anymore, so what do we care if you're fucking with us or not?
Oh, you've got to be crapping on my balls. This is not happening right now.
Crapping on your balls? Who talks like that?